What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. And for the article week this week, we're going to be talking about an article titled Biden's Climate Change Strategy Looks to Pay Farmers to Curb Carbon Footprint. And this came up in at least our circles, kind of the low-carb, carnivore, keto circles, because the initial story was, hey, Biden's taking our meat from us. You can only eat like 1 ounce a day for the rest of your life. It's this huge thing. But that obviously isn't true if you look into it a little bit more. So we want to break down really what is Biden's position from a dietary, you know, ecological farming standpoint.
Yeah, so Biden is not trying to limit our red meat consumption at all. He doesn't talk about red meat in his proposal. It's actually kind of the opposite. So his new plan is dedicating $30 billion for farmers who use sustainable practices and capture carbon in the soil using regenerative agriculture to increase carbon sequestration. Someone on his team must be listening to our podcast, because I swear all the articles of the week lately and probably a few podcasts, we've probably talked about this about 30 times in the last like 50 episodes.
Oh, for sure. We've talked about how, I mean, there are a million things to worry about in life. We've done recently a few podcasts on cancer. Like, that's obviously a big deal. But if we don't start focusing on our soil health, shit's going to get real, real quick.
Yeah, and I'm really... All right, so this is just a proposal. It hasn't been acted into law yet, and that law hasn't been enforced. So, I mean, we're very, very far away from this actually, you know, showing up into practice and us getting the benefits of it. But I'm just so happy that somebody is taking that first step and acknowledging the problem and is like, hey, here is a possible solution to it. And this is by far the best solution that I've seen to this problem.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. I'm just glad someone's saying carbon sequestration, not just us.
Yeah, so one thing I do have to say about the article is explain what that means. Like, I know what that means. You know what that means. If you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you know what it means. But most people reading the article probably have no idea what that means. And it's, to just like dumb it down, because that's the way I understand it, is just the plants, like, you know, grass, taking carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it back into the soil. Like, that's pretty much all it is. Mm-hmm. It's just taking carbon out of the soil or out of the atmosphere, taking it down into the soil.
And that's where it's supposed to be. It's where it was initially.
Yeah, exactly. So what is it? His plan kind of does two good things. So it decreases the amount of carbon we're introducing to the atmosphere, and then it also increases the amount of carbon that we're removing from the atmosphere through that carbon sequestration. So the biggest problem that we have with our current system is that we're digging up carbon from underneath the Earth's surface, like from fossil fuels, and adding it to the carbon cycle. So things like, you know, for fossil fuels are used from gas, but we also use a lot of them to create synthetic fertilizers. So that's where the big problem is. That's one of the biggest things that this new plan will introduce, because regenerative agriculture does not rely on those synthetic fertilizers. It relies on compost instead. And compost is just poop, animals that are not animals, but like plant foods that we're not using, just kind of like food waste is what you could think of as compost. Mm-hmm. Compost is one of the leading methane producers in our planet because we have so much food waste. And that methane production isn't coming from, like, meat. People do a really good job of eating their meat. It's, like, the plants, all the junk food and stuff like that. That's where that compost that's producing methane at our landfills, that's where that's coming from. So if we can reduce some of that methane-producing compost and instead actually use it as a fertilizer, now we're kind of killing two birds with one stone there.
Yeah, I mean, just be honest with yourself. How many times do you go to the store and you buy, say, a 15-pound ribeye, and you actually don't eat it? Very rarely do you let it sit in the fridge for a few weeks and go bad. But how often do you go to the store and buy a head of lettuce, you know, and tell yourself, you know, this week's going to be the week I lose weight, and then you leave it in the fridge for 3 weeks, you pull it out and it's brown, and you just throw it away? Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, I feel like meat, you can throw it in the freezer. I don't know if you can throw a head of lettuce in the freezer and, like, come back to it later on. I don't know how that works.
Probably not. I wouldn't recommend it.
So another thing that the regenerative agriculture will do, will cut a reliance on Haber-Bosch method, which is like a nitrogen fixing method, to increase the amount of yield that we can get from different crop rotations. So hopefully, what I'm hoping this will do is we will start using soy as a natural, like, is it fertilizer?
Yeah, it's a green fertilizer. Yeah,
you can, green fertilizer. Uh-huh. Thank you. Yeah, use it as a green fertilizer that it was designed for and not as an actual food source. I don't know. It doesn't talk about that in the article. Maybe that's just me doing some wishful thinking.
Well, no, I think you're onto something, because basically what this paper or his proposal preaches is for farms to raise food correctly and raise food in a way that's actually sustainable. And that's what we're talking about. You know, there's a lot of people on this planet. We need to do things sustainably, because we can't keep taking, because eventually there's going to be nothing else to take. And at what point, you know, what are we going to leave our kids with? What are we going to leave our grandkids with? You know, nothing. So using soy as a green fertilizer is great. I'm totally down for that. But if you eat soy, I mean, you're an idiot. Or you just don't know what's in soy.
Yeah, so another thing that his plan is going to cut back on is tilling. Tilling soil releases carbon from the soil and decreases the soil health. And this commonly used practice is in monocropping. And hopefully this practice will stop. And they have to do this, they have to till the soil, so they can just kill everything in that field, so only one plant will grow. That's what they're doing by tilling the soil. Like, they're just making sure nothing's alive there, except for just acres and acres of corn. Like, that's what they want.
Yeah, because that's perfectly natural.
So, regenerative agriculture promotes a healthy ecosystem. A healthy ecosystem has to have both plants and animals. If you have one, then you deplete the land of its resources. Monocropping does this. Feedlots do this. If you've ever driven past a feedlot full of cattle, you notice there's no plant life there. It's just bare. So both of these practices are not good. But a healthy ecosystem will pretty much take care of itself. You'll have better water retention because the soil's healthier, and that retains water a lot better. You'll have natural fertilizer, which provide more nutrients in the soil. That natural fertilizer is going to be coming from the animals living on top of it. The better soil will lead to more plants. The shade from these plants keeps the soil cooler to allow more life. So that's talking about things like bacteria living in the soil, and then also, you know, all the way up the food chain, more bacteria, then you got more insects, you got birds, snakes, rodents, stuff like that. It all just keeps building up. Like, you need all of them there together. And if you do this, then you can spread, and you can actually turn some of, like, the dust bowl in the middle of our country back into the grasslands that they were designed for. Then we can increase the amount of carbon we're taking out of the atmosphere even more, because we'll have more land to do this with.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just an altogether much better system.
Yeah, like you said, it works on top of each other. You know, it doesn't take, like you said, if you just have a row of corn and nothing else around it, eventually that field will die. If you just have 1,000 cows on this one lot and nothing else on it, eventually that field will die. You know, the system's designed to have everything play with each other, and that's called a circle of life for a reason. You know, it's definitely a thing. So we're for this whole Biden plan, 100%. And I'm not a political guy. I can care less if you like Biden, you don't like Biden, do your thing. Like, I'm too worried, or I'm too busy, whatever, lifting weights and reading about cancer. So I really could, you know, give a shit. But we're definitely on board with this, no matter your political affiliation. This makes sense, and this is a good program, so hopefully it goes through.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I mean, honestly, it's addressing so many problems, and it's just like, it's so simple. It's like, oh, why don't we just grow food the way it would in nature? Why don't we just mimic nature? It's so simple.
So simple. But yeah, just like everything else, if the answer's simple, a lot of people don't want to do it. I don't know why.
Usually it goes back to money. Because if you do it this way, a lot of people are going to be losing out on a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. I know, because the system's designed to make money. Every system is nowadays, has to. But yeah, so that's the podcast. Hope you guys liked it. We'll link the paper on the website, so TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. You can go there and read it, and it has a link to a more detailed post on Biden's plan, so if you want to read all of it, it's there. But yeah, we're in favor of it. Anything that promotes and kind of spreads knowledge on anything sustainable from a farming standpoint, we're all for it, because we have to take care of our soil, because when we don't, it's going to be a real problem that most likely our kids are going to have to fix. So it's just real selfish of this generation to not really consider that with actions we take. But yeah, that's another article of the week. Hope you guys liked it. Again, you can find everything at TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yes, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.